Well, it's the season kids look forward to all year long. But summertime is also the season of water sports and activities and the injuries that go along with them. So today, Jennifer Taylor Lopez, Manager of Injury Prevention and Safe Kids Mid-South at Le Bonheur, is with us to talk about the importance of keeping kids safe around pools, beaches, and lakes during their favorite time of year. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Deborah. I'm so glad to be here to share some great information.
We are the lucky ones to have you. Let's dive right in, if you'll pardon the bad pun. Why is water safety an important topic for families during the summer months?
As you know, summer is peak season for pools, lakes, beaches, and even other water destinations. So, Deborah, this means, you know, more people, especially families, are spending more time near water, which increases exposure to potential dangers. So you must be very careful.
Yep, gotta be vigilant. Are there particular age groups that are most at risk for water-related injuries?
Definitely. So children aged 1 to 4 are most at risk for water-related injuries, particularly drowning, with toddlers being the highest risk, believe it or not. So this age group is highly vulnerable due to their mobility. So what I mean is moving around, they like to explore, just the fact that they are curious and having that lack of understanding of water's dangers.
Yeah, super active. What does active supervision mean for adults when children are in or near water?
So what that looks like, a focused adult supervision, which is so vital, especially for young children and even non-swimmers, consistently watching children free from distractions and just ready to respond to any potential dangers. That's why it's important to assign an adult to be what we call a water watcher. So then that next person can take over watching the children and still have a good time and stay safe.
I love it. Do it in a team. Are floaties or other swimming devices safe alternatives to, say, supervision or life jackets?
Well, according to the National Drowning Prevention Alliance, floaties and other swim aids can deflate or even slip off. So they always recommend always supervise children closely around water. But if you were to purchase a life jacket, you want to make sure it says U.S. Coast Guard approved.
I suppose there are, you know, lesser quality that just don't do the job.
Right. So they highly recommend that families actually purchase those that say that. And I don't think a lot of people do know that.
So in pools, are kids really wearing life jackets these days?
I would say some are. I think a lot of families do rely on lifeguards to watch their kids if they are at the pools in the shallow area. But they have started doing swim tests, and a lot of them have told families, you must put on a life jacket just in case. So it really depends on the facility. But if the parent actually knows that that child is a non-swimmer, the best thing would be to wear a life jacket.
Interesting. Okay. How does water safety differ between, say, pools, lakes, or oceans? And are there any specific hazards in natural bodies of water that caregivers may not be aware of?
Well, water safety differs significantly between pools, lakes, and oceans due to the environment, potential hazards, and required precautions. So let's start with pools. There generally offers a more controlled environment. While lakes and oceans, you know, present a greater risk like currents, waves, and unseen hazards that we hear a lot about. You just never know. It's just the environment. You never know the currents. You know, it's just so hard to predict when you're talking about a large body of water versus the pool. So you do hear a lot of things that have taken place in the oceans and lakes that you would not see in a pool.
Maybe just a little detritus in the ocean or the lakes, like a branch floating by that might scrape the leg and cause a little panic or something like that. So that's the difference between that. There's usually not things happening in pools like that. It doesn't mean your kids shouldn't swim in the ocean or lakes, but just to be aware of it and the parents be on active supervision during those times, right?
Definitely. You're so right.
Do you have any other water safety tips for parents or caregivers during the summertime?
Yes, to enroll your child in swim lessons. which can definitely help reduce the risk of drowning, right? So everyone should learn how to swim. And like I tell adults, it's never too late for you all to take lessons too, right? So you can always check with your local YMCA. You have your Memphis Park Aquatic Centers, and even University of Memphis Aquatic Center has a pool that anybody can sign up for lessons. So I think that will be the best thing for everyone to get swim lessons. It's very important.
It really is an important life skill for sure. When did you first learn how to swim?
Oh gosh, when I was younger, I learned how to swim. And as I got older, I kind of stopped swimming, but trying to take lessons again. And so that's where I'm at this point. But definitely, I make sure that my kids are taking swim lessons.
A lot of people say, oh, I'm in the city, I don't need to learn how to swim. You know, when am I ever going to come in contact with that kind of activity?
Right. And just think, you know, your kids have their birthday parties or pool parties. So you want to be safe at all times. You never know what might happen. People could slip and fall, things like that. You just want to make sure that if you're around water, you know what to do if you end up in a pool where it is the deep end and you're able to get out. So knowing those skills to just try to get out of the pool in case of an emergency or to help somebody else.
What should parents tell their kids before they get, say, into the pool with a bunch of other kids?
Just to be cautious. It's okay to play safely, no pushing, shoving in the pool, and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. And of course, as always, no running around the edge of the pool.
Right. Definitely no running, because you could slip and fall very quickly.
That's such a hard one for kids. They just get to the pool and they want to run, 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 run.
Hey, that's kids for you.
That's kids for you. You know, we want everybody to be safe and happy, and that includes the parents and all families during this summer. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. And thank you so much for having me.
All right. We really appreciate you helping us keep our kids safe all summer long when they're in the pool, the lake, or the ocean. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And to learn more about kids, water safety, and more, please visit labonner.org. This is the PEDS Pod by Labonner Children's Hospital. I'm Deborah Howell. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.